This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on C104.
All right, it's Monday. Let's see if we can get ourselves a cheater this week on War of the Roses. We welcome Heather to the show. Hello, Heather.
Hi, everybody.
So who are we putting to the test for you today?
David.
Okay, and David is your husband?
Yes.
All right, and this all started with a text message that you got from him, right?
Correct.
Okay, so tell everybody about this text message that came, like, pretty much out of nowhere.
Yeah, it was really strange. It was, like, a really normal day, and then around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, just out of the blue, I get this text from David, and it says, "Don't listen to him, you're still sexy as hell to me." I'm like, what does that mean?
So you had not had any previous conversation that led to this text, right? Like, it's not like you two had just finished lunch and you talked about how the boy from the copy department said you looked like an old shrew or anything like that.
No, nothing like that. It literally came out of the blue.
Okay, and what was your reaction?
I was confused, and I wrote back, like, what are you talking about? And then I get no response for almost an hour. And then he finally writes back, "Oh, nothing. Somebody left a comment on one of your Facebook photos. I thought it was rude." And so I was like, "Who left the comment? And what did they say?" And he goes, "Actually, I think it's gone now. I don't see it there anymore."
Okay, so at this point, you thought he was defending you or trying to make you feel better.
Well, I asked him that night when we both got home. I was like, "What picture was the comment under? Like, do you remember?" And he says, "I can't remember." And then I said, "Well, do you remember who left it?" And he's like, "No, I just remember it was kind of rude or something, but they must have deleted it."
Okay, so he says they deleted this comment under the photo, but yet he can't remember which photo it was?
Yeah. Hmm. So here's what I think happened. I think he meant to send that text message to somebody else, and he accidentally sent it to me. And then when I asked him about it, he realized what he did and tried to think of a way to cover it up.
See, that would explain why it took him so long to answer you. You said you waited almost an hour, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, I think he meant to send that message to somebody else, but I just don't know.
And what was the message again, like the one he meant to send to somebody else? What did it say?
It was, "Don't listen to him. You're still sexy as hell to me."
Yeah, see, it's the "to me" part that kind of worries me a little bit. Like, if you tell somebody, "Hey, you look sexy as hell in that dress," that's one thing. But if you add, "You look sexy as hell to me," then it's like, I don't know, it's kind of adding like a whole personal thing to it. So, all right, listen, Heather, let's run War of the Roses on David. You're going to get to hear who he picks to send his flowers to and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
And before we do this, are you sure you're okay with all this going on the air?
Yes.
Okay, hang on then. Here we go.
Dialing at random.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. I'm calling to speak with a David, please.
Yeah, this is David.
Hey, David, my name is Nick. I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So listen, the reason I was calling is because I wanted to let you know we started a brand new Valentine's promotion this year to thank our customers. We drew a bunch of names for people to win prizes, and this week you were one of our winners. So congratulations.
Dude, no way. Are you kidding?
No.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and you're going to love the prize, too. It's perfect for Valentine's Day. Do you have like a few minutes for me to tell you about it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so what we're doing is we're giving away a bunch of beautiful bouquets of red roses for Valentine's Day. Now, here's the kind of twisted part. You can either keep the roses for yourself, or you can ask us to send them to somebody you care about, kind of like as a Valentine's Day surprise. But either way, we pay for everything, the flowers, the shipping, the card, everything.
That's actually pretty nice. I always forget about Valentine's Day, so this kind of takes care of me.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, do you want us to send the flowers to you or to somebody as a gift from you?
Let's do the gift thing. I like that idea.
Okay, cool. Perfect. So the first thing I need from you is I need the name of the person you're sending the roses to. I need a first and last name, please.
Okay. Okay, let's go with the first name, Donna. And the last name is
Okay, and the flowers are going to come with a card attached. So what message would you like to put on the card? It can say anything you want as long as it's under 180 characters.
Gotcha. Let's see, I got to be careful here because she's sort of like my supervisor at work.
Oh, sending the boss flowers. That's not a bad idea.
Well, she went through a rough divorce, so this will probably be a rough Valentine's Day for her, you know?
Yeah, well, listen, man, I'm sure flowers will help her feel a little bit better.
Right, right. It's just like, what message do I want to put on the card?
I know. How about, here's the flowers I should have sent to my wife, but I chose you instead. Maybe that will make her feel better. You don't think that's a good message, David?
Not really. I'd actually prefer it if my wife didn't even know about this.
Hey, stupid. This is your wife.
What?
This is your wife.
Oh, snap! Okay. All right, so looking back at this now, this kind of sort of lines up a little bit. I mean, Heather, do you think that's who he meant to send that message that you got to, his boss?
I didn't before, but I do now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.